Hey, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. We're going to visit today with the Cass County Community Wellness Coordinator. Grace McAfee is with us this morning. Going to talk a little bit about some of those mobile food pantries. Tis the season for that to start rolling in again. Grace, how are you this morning?
We're great. We're doing good. Getting busy.
Yes, it is. And you're getting kind of really settled into this position. You're still, I guess we could call you fairly new.
Yes, still new. But yes, there's a lot of things to learn, but it's a lot of fun.
Enjoying it then?
Yes, absolutely.
Good. Well, you get a chance to kind of help people in different ways. You've been doing that through your educational career, and now you're getting a chance to do that in a different way, but with these mobile food pantries. These are important events.
Yes, these are extremely important, especially because we have so many food pantries in our county. Atlantic's the only one that runs once a week, but the rest are usually every 2 weeks. And so this kind of is a nice filler for families who need a little bit extra food throughout the week and can't maybe make it to the food pantries on a normal basis. So this is a great filler.
Yeah, food pantries struggle to a certain extent anyway in every community, large and small. They're mostly on the top of the mind for a lot of us, but sometimes outside of the holiday seasons, we tend not to think a lot about the needs that are going on there, and they all have healthy needs.
Yes, yes. Food pantries are, yes, like you said, the holidays, the donations ramp up, and then, you know, sometimes when it gets to May or June, we kind of forget about there's still a need throughout the whole entire year. So it's nice that our mobile food pantries are mostly set up in spring and summer when the donations aren't that high at food pantries. So again, another nice filler.
All right, very good. Well, the schedule's pretty much set for these food pantries, these mobile pantries throughout the year, right?
Yes. So that gets set about December for all mobile food pantries in the area. Atlantic sets their dates, and then someone from Messina will come and pick up boxes for Messina along with Lewis. And then Anita and Griswold arranges their own dates.
Okay, excellent. So all that set up so people can look forward to those particular dates. These mobile food pantries, how are they specifically different than the normal food pantry run? Are we getting some extra outside assistance with these?
So yes, our food comes from Food Bank for the Heartland out of Omaha. And they bring a big semi-load up to the fairgrounds. And it's very unique because people are able to just drive up, open their trunk. We put the food products in their vehicles, and then they're able to drive off. So it's not something we have to stand in line outside waiting. I think it helps a little bit with this stigma of like not having your face shown, if that's something you're worried about. But everyone, our volunteers are so sweet and so nice. And then you just kind of get to drive off and go on about your day.
Well, and while the food pantry, the mobile food pantries are helping out folks, folks can help out other folks in a different way then, too. If you know someone who maybe is homebound but could use the service and can't get out to do that, you can assist them.
Yes, absolutely. So if you have someone like a mother or a family member that you know is either doesn't have a vehicle or is not able to get out of the house, you can certainly drive up and pick up for them. We have a lot of community members that do that. I've helped out a lot of people that this is for my mom. Hasn't been able to get out of the house, or my brother doesn't have a vehicle and works or takes Sweta to work, so he's not able to get here. So I think that's really cool to see our community reach out like that. And sometimes it's people that they have no actual connection with. They have no family ties. They're just doing it to be a kind human.
And part of that, too, is because we don't require you to prove need.
Absolutely. So all you have to do when you drive up for the mobile food pantry is just tell us how many is in your household. So that way we can best assist you and kind of what area you're coming from. And that's only just so we know. We do reporting on this through Food Bank for the Heartland, and they just like to see where their food's going to. But it doesn't matter. We don't turn you away if you're from Oakland or wherever. It's just for our records.
Okay. When it comes to the distributions on those days, what's distributed? We say food, but what does that mean? What types of things are you able to provide?
So there is canned goods, pantry, sustainable items, and then they get a loaf of bread. And then produce, fresh produce that comes in a nice big box. So it's kind of, we never know what we're going to get in the boxes. It's kind of just what the food bank has that day. But it's always a fun surprise. And we like to try and provide recipes after the food bank goes through of things you can use in your box to create those recipes. So make sure you follow our Facebook page to look out for those recipes of things you can create after.
Yeah, if you're looking for the so-called junk foods, probably not the place for you.
No, these are nutritious items that can keep you going throughout the week.
Okay. So. A lot of families served by this program?
Yes. Yeah, so Atlantic, it gets about 65 that goes through. And then Messina's is about 40 boxes that go through. Anita, I think they're at 35, and Griswold hasn't had theirs yet, so I can't give you accurate numbers on them, but yes, a lot of families are served.
And when we say families, I mean families. I mean, we're getting adults, children in the families and stuff, too.
Adults,
these are folks
children.
That really need the assistance.
Yes, older adults. Yes, it's a great service provided, and sometimes there's families that have to live in two households, or one household in the same, so... yes, this need is definitely used and utilized.
Do we have enough for the distributions? Have you run out in the past?
We have not run out yet. So make sure if you're ever questioning, oh, it's about 5:30. I don't know if there's any boxes left. Come over and check out. We might run out, but we haven't yet. And if not, then our Atlantic extra boxes goes to the food pantry after. So if we have any extra, it's going to go there. Same with Anita and Cumberland. Messina boxes will get taken to Cumberland. So
we're not wasting anything.
We're not wasting anything.
All right. Very good. So folks have an opportunity. Now, those opportunities come up at different times. We mentioned that the schedule's already been set for the season for the different locations. So let's talk about it. What are we doing in Atlantic? It's coming up pretty quick.
Yes. So next week on April 10th is our Atlantic Mobile Food Pantry. And Messina's is on the same day. And we like to do ours quarterly, so Atlantic's next one will not be until June, but in May, Griswold will have their first, and along with Anita.
Okay, and we should mention, too, it looks like, if I read those dates correctly, that Atlantic and Messina are going to be the same dates each time.
Every time, yep.
Okay, so April 10th, June 12th, July 10th, September 11th, October 9th, and they'll be in the same locations each time. Nothing really changes.
Nothing changes. And if we have any unforeseen circumstances that something might change, it will get posted on the Facebook page, and we'll send it out to the news groups as well. But as of right now, we see no issues with the dates and locations. So another note, to make sure you follow our Facebook page, Local Food Policy and Council, to get any updates that might be needed.
Okay. And the Atlantic location is the Cass County Fairgrounds here in town. And 4 to 6 p.m. is the time for that. And again, don't get shy if it's 5:30, as she said. You never know. Messina on those same dates at the east side of Messina's City Park. And the time for that, 4:30 to 5. So again, don't be shy if it's getting toward the tail end.
Yes.
There might be some available. And then the Anita and Griswold pantries are different dates. Anita, May 15th, August 14th, October 16th. At the Anita Food Pantry, that's from 4 to 5:30 p.m. And then Griswold do theirs in the morning at the Central Church of Christ on May 4th and November 2nd. That'll be from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. You mentioned earlier that you don't necessarily have to be in those communities or even Cass County to participate in this. Anyone that does have the need is certainly welcome. Do you see, or you don't take an accounting of the folks that stop by? You might count heads, but you don't necessarily ask any questions or anything, but do you see some, like, for example, are there license plates when you go through?
So that's something I've noticed, is you will see other license plates, and that might be because their county or their town that they live in might not have a mobile food pantry, or they might have missed the date. So I also think that's really cool to get people in Atlantic and show that we're really trying to get this out there, and there should be no person that goes hungry in our county. So, and surrounding areas.
Yeah, absolutely. No one should be punished just because you don't have one in your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. That's not a problem. If folks would like to participate in this, I mean, you've got the Food Bank of the Heartland who's assisting with this program. Do you have local donors that help make this happen?
So the Food Bank for the Heartland does not charge us a darn bit. This is all COVID grants and COVID money that came out. If you would like to donate to the Food Bank from the Heartland, that is absolutely great. But what I would rather people do is donate to your local food pantries. You know, when you donate to the Food Bank for the Heartland, that's amazing and congratulations. Thank you for doing that. However, that spreads out to all over Nebraska and all over Southwest Iowa. If you donate to your local food pantries, you know exactly where that food is going and it's impacting your community right here. So yes, if you feel the need to donate to the Food Bank for the Heartland, that's awesome. Thank you. But really, focus on your local communities first.
Okay. They all need the assistance all the time. Mm-hmm. Okay. All the time, not just certain times of the year. And if folks would like to know more, again, you can follow along online there through the Facebook page and what have you. You can find out all the details that you need. And just put those dates on the calendar. Again, those first pantries coming up in Atlantic and Messina real quick here on Wednesday, April 10th. So get those times, dates, and places on your calendar so you just don't forget. Or in your phone. Do people still use calendars? I don't know. Maybe they do.
Yeah, I have one.
All right.
Very good. This is posted on our, we have a calendar posted on our Facebook page. So if you want to print that off, go ahead and print it off. It's pinned on the top of our Facebook page.
Okay. Easy. Very, very good. Made it very, very easy for people. And this is just one way. We have other ways too, through Grow Another Row and mm-hmm. some different sharing programs that we have in the county. There's really been a lot of focus on making sure that people get the needed nutrition.
Yes, and I've talked with a couple like community groups from across Iowa, and they find Cass County so cool because we have such a focus on getting people the food that they need, and not only just the boxes of mac and cheese or the easy things to do, but we also are focused on providing them nutritious meals too. So Grow Another Row is such a fantastic idea and program too.
All right, very good. And we'll talk more about all those things because that season is coming very quickly.
Yes.
Grace McAfee in with us this morning. She's a community wellness coordinator here in Cass County. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.